Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Shmos, Day 2, an excerpt from 3b. Rabbi Yossi Pasach, Rabbi Yossi opened the discourse from and he said, Vayishkechu es Hashem Elokeihem, and they forgot Hashem, their Lord. Verse from Shmuel Aleph, 12:9. Mayishkechu, what does it mean they forgot? The Dachu Minah Brisket Yachayim Kadisha. They pushed away from them the covenant, holy endurance, called holy because it brings a person holiness. Makes the soul dwell in the body and manifest in Shechina. And it gives endurance, gives a person connection with eternity. To Havu Gazrin Lo Parin, that they would make the first part of the Bris Mila, which is to take off the foreskin. They didn't make the second part of the Mila, which is called Priya, which means to fold it back over. And if they don't fold it over, it now comes back and covers, so it's almost as if it wasn't a Bris. So that's called they forgot Hashem, because a person remembers Hashem as light. The light of Hashem shines and rests upon him through the bris. The Zohar says elsewhere, a person has to always have two brises with him. Bris of the bris Mila, and the bris of Shabbos, or the bris of Tefillin. If not, Chas HaShalom, so the Shechina is not manifest by him properly, so it's as if he forgot Hashem. Ados is Devara and Divas Bahai L'chol Yisrael. Till Devara came and pledged this for all of Israel, that she was mezaras them, got them going to make sure to do this properly. Kamodik Siva is written, Shoftim and Judges 5:2. Before Pro Speak Israel, it's not Ivan Baruch Hashem. It says, before Pro'os was Lashon Priya in Israel, when she caused him to do the Priya, the folding over of the foreskin, second part of the circumcision. It's not Ivan when the people pledged this. They blessed Hashem. To this, they merit Hashem's presence was manifest by them, and they blessed him. So then, the Zohar says another explanation over here. And this could be going back what it said before about someone that Chas HaShalom puts away the Shechina. Mind the Kotel, but not a person who kills his children. Referring to how Uber de Misabrib Itzei, that embryo, his wife conceives, so to speak, referring about abortion. It causes it to be killed in her insides. That he destroys the building of the Holy Blessed Be He and his handiwork. There's someone who kills a person. This person kills his own children. He does three bad things that the whole world cannot bear. Because of this, Alma Mismoga Zeir V'lo Yedia. Because of this, the world kind of is diminished and getting weaker little by little. And it's not known, they know what's going on. Kutcher Brichu is Talik Me'alma, the Holy Blessed Be He departs from the world. And the sword and famine and death come upon the world. These are those. Kutl Benoi, Sasim Yonat Malka, when he kills his children, destroys the building of the king. Dachi Shkinta, he pushes away the divine presence, but the Azla Mishat to the Baalma that goes and flies in the world, Loish Kachas Nacha, doesn't find a place to rest. Well, Inain Rucha de Kutcher Brichu Bachian, because this is where the Spirit of Hashem cries. Baalma Istin Machol Hani Din, and the world is judged with all these judgments. Vaila Haubanosh, order that person, Vaila, walk to him, Tavle Lois Bori Mount, better for him that he wasn't created in the world. Zakon in Israel, meritworthy is Israel, the Alpha Gav Tehovah Galusim in Israel, even though they were in the exile of Egypt. Istamru, Mikol Hani Tlilsa, they are guarded from all these three. Minida, Mibasel Necher, Mikol Zara. From Nida, menstruant woman, and have relations with, and from, because they had that tradition from their forefathers, and from the daughter of idolatry, idolatrous woman, and from his killing his seed, not to kill his, not to have an abortion. Vishtadlu Bifar Hesia Perivivia, and they openly were busy being fruitful, multiplying, having children. What's the big deal about that? It was a big deal at that time in that situation. The Afagav de Xerius Gazer, because even though the decree was made, the decree was decreed. Call the Ben Ailor de Ayurat HaShechuhu, every male son that's born, throw him into the Nile. La Hashtachuk Ben Yeon Man de Kaltel Ube Mimodi Yitzah, has not found among them anyone that killed the embryo in the insides of the woman. Call Shekin was how much more say afterwards. B'schus Adom, because of this, and in this merit, Nafku Yisrael, Israel came out of exile. So we know that they guarded this because it says that we know they didn't commit abortion because the Torah goes out of its way saying how they're so fruitful and multiplying. Minida. And it says they guarded themselves from Nida. How do we know that? The Tani Ribchia, because Ribchia taught. My Dixi, what does it mean? What's written? We have in Shmos, Exodus 38:8. Speaking about when they brought their free will pledges to the Mishkan building, the sanctuary. We asked this a kior, and he made the kior, that's the laver for washing the hands, Nechoshes, it was made out of copper, Veskano, and its base, Nechoshes, was copper, Bamaros, at Sovos, in these types of mirrors that were marked. So, this is what the woman brought. Why did the woman merit this, to bring this? And that, as Rashi brings, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to accept it because he said, mirrors, I mean, women look at themselves and they entice people to sin through their beauty. Hashem says, no, that's more precious to me more than other things. Begin these Tamru, Gamayah, Beglusa, and Israel, because they guarded themselves in the exile of Egypt, and the women were only with their husbands. And not only that, but they were with their husbands in purity. So any enticing they did was only in a pure way. So therefore, it was precious to Hashem, because the union between husband and wife is done the right way, has Kedusha, brings the Shekhinah into the world. So the mirrors that helped bring it about were precious to Hashem. And he wanted the Mishkan, which also brings the Shekhinah into the world. It also was like a marriage, as if it were between above and below, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. The Labasa, Nizdachin, Havu Asin, Miskashtin, Mistachlin, Mare, Babalehon. Zohar tells the story that after they are pure, which means after the woman went to the mikveh, even in Egypt, Havu Asin, they would come, Miskashtin, decorated, Mistachlin, Bamara, Babalehon. And they would gaze in the mirror, the husbands, or along the period, and wake them to be fruitful, multiply. Again, what's such a big deal about this thing, but in the case in Egypt where they were suffering from avodas perach, they were subjugated in tremendous servitude, very difficult labor, and they had no energy left for anything. And if they would, their wives would not have gone out of their way to awaken them for relations, they would have just forgotten about it. And all the 600,000 wouldn't have been born, chas v'shalom. So this is precious to Hashem. So we see that they guarded themselves from this verse. Now, Mibasel Necher, how do we know they guarded themselves from the daughter of a foreign god, from idolatrous? See, it's written there in Exodus 12:41. Yotzu kol sivos Hashem. It said, came out of Egypt all the hosts of Hashem, which means only the hosts of Hashem, with no admixture. It's even written to them in Psalms 122:4. Shiftei ko edus Yisrael. Tribes of Kor, a testimony of Israel. What kind of testimony? Eidus Israel Vare, certainly a testimony for Israel, that only there were the people of Hashem with no admixture, and it's they call the tribes of Kor, because Hashem's name Yudke specifically testifies about them, as when we see Rashi brings when the Torah counts and names the Jewish families. Each family, it says a hey, ha, in other words, the Joneses, and at the end it says Yud, the Jonesies, and the O'Reillys, as it were, so to speak, the Bernsteinies, and the Rosenfeldies. So every family is marked at the beginning and end with Hashem's name Yudke. It's like a stamp, the royal stamp of Hashem, saying they're pure, and they're only pure Jewish family with no mixture of idolatry. So they had no relations with any else. They had no assimilation. Amazing, Egypt had no assimilation. Otherwise, we should learn in America from that. So, Shiftei Kor, Eidus Yisrael, special tribes of Hashem. Why Hashem's name Yudke specifically? Yudke is the name of Chochmah, and that's the level that's above this world, Chochmah Bina. So they drew from a supernatural, otherworldly power to be pure and attach themselves to Hashem in a situation that would seem to be just the opposite. It's so difficult. They were slaves in servitude, and they were suffering. And they could have had a lot of rationalizations, chas v'shalom, to assimilate. Could have made it easier for themselves. Maybe they wouldn't have been punished, subjugated so much in the heavy labor. And still, they didn't. So this name, from a level above the world, enlivened them, gave them energy. Ended up sealing and stamping them, with this special purity, and being only fresh. And again, it says, Ve'el Shmos B'nei Yisrael. These are the names of the B'nei Yisrael. Only names of B'nei Yisrael. There's no admixture. Shiftei B'nei Yisrael. Tribes of B'nei Yisrael. Dabei B'nei Yisrael. Speak to the B'nei Yisrael. Many times the Torah says, only B'nei Yisrael. There's no one else mixed with them. V'tem Yosei Vox, even is written, Hu Ben Ish Mitzri, and he was the son of an Egyptian man. His mother, Shlomis Bas Divri, the Jewish woman. Oh, Vadai Chad Hava. Certainly, behold, certainly there was one. Prisma Kor in the Torah publicizes, no, this is the only one. See if it's written, Vayikra Leviticus 24, verse 10 and 11. And he's the son of an Egyptian person. Name his mother was Shlomis, daughter of Divri, from the tribe of, to the tribe of Dan. Here in Rivia, we find that they did a lot of, they were busy in being fruitful, multiplied. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and they swarmed, and they increased. So we see that they didn't make any abortions, and didn't withhold themselves from having children. Kol hani yistamru Israel. From all these, Israel guarded themselves from these three sins. Bnei Israel olu, children of Israel went in, meaning to Egypt, into exile. Bnei Israel nafku, children of Israel left alone. How do we receive that? It's written in English, most of Israel. These are the names of the children of Israel, and that's why the whole book starts out, because the whole power at this time, the inception of Bnei Israel going into exile, it says, and these are the names of the children of Israel went into Egypt. The Torah points out there's only the names of Bnei Israel, that we had this power connection to the name, because it says, name of Hashem is attached to our name, so we're attached to Hashem's names. Regardless, it also says that we didn't change our name in Egypt, so this we connected specifically with the name of Hashem in a very direct way. And to this we merited to stand in the tests of Egypt, and not to assimilate, and not to do any sins, not to commit any abortions, and to be busy and fruitful, multiply. And to this came out 70 people into 600, exploded into a nation of 600,000, and eventually bring about the ultimate perfection of the world, restoring everything to utopian state. Amen.